To help set the stage for today's Holy Gospel reading, Jesus is teaching in the seaside village of Capernaum, in the synagogue, right in the midst of this fisherman's village. I'm going to ask you to please do something we haven't done in a long time. Open your pew Bibles to Mark chapter 1, verse 22. It's on page 1556. Verse 22. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Well, of course Jesus spoke God's word with authority, with power and hope for everyone present that Sabbath day in the synagogue. The people could just sense his authority, which was apparently very different from what they were used to. The scribes and the Pharisees, they would teach about the authority that God has, the authority of God himself, present from the beginning of time. John the Baptist was reminding the world of the promise of healing, strength, and forgiveness that would come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the Holy One of God, and how that promise was going to affect everyone's lives. Look at verse 15 on that very same page. It's at the bottom left-hand column. John the Baptist said, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." In that synagogue in Capernaum, that day was the Son of God teaching God's message about forgiveness and salvation in such a way that you felt assurance from every word, and rightly so. Now I'm going to ask, keep your finger there, and let's turn to John chapter 1, verses 1 and 5, 1 through 5, and that's on page 1647. The Apostle John writes this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You see, right there, that day in the synagogue of Capernaum, was not only someone who spoke with authority, but the authority, the creator of the universe, the light of the world. There's no avoiding it. The word of God had been revealed, incarnate, and written. However, that day in the synagogue, there was someone else. A person who was among them that was carrying a very big secret. One that was well hidden. He sat among them in that synagogue in Capernaum. The people, by the way, didn't sit in pews like you do. They sat around the perimeter against the walls on seats that were built in. So they sat and they spoke, and whoever was teaching would stand and they would look. Well, there that day, while they were looking at the teacher, the light of the world was present, but the darkness inside that man was revealed. And he spoke to Jesus. On page 1556, let's go back to that now and look at verse 24. The man said, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently, and he came out of him with a shriek. But there are similar words that are spoken in other gospels. I'm not going to have you go there, but the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 34 and 35, are about this very same man and the same incident. Listen to this. This is what was recorded. This man said, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them and came out without injury. Now, we need to examine a couple of things here. First of all, the term "Holy One" was specifically reserved to be used to referring to God himself and no one else. It's used 56 times in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, referring solely to Adonai, the Lord God Almighty. And in the New Testament, referring to God in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son. In the presence of God himself, the demoniac could do nothing but speak the truth. When the light shines upon the darkness, everything is revealed. When the truth is shown in the darkness, you can't hide. The light of the world revealed the truth about himself. This man, who apparently no one knew was a demoniac, was not sitting out in the town square, but he was right in the synagogue when he was revealed. And he revealed Jesus, his true identity. Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God. You see, Satan was working right within that synagogue and now is trying to thwart Jesus' teaching. But Jesus, the light of the world, revealed the truth. Makes you wonder how long this evil had been infiltrating this synagogue, working from within, until Jesus revealed the truth. Jesus cast out the spirit. Now this is very, very important for all of us to know and to take heart. Jesus cast out the demon, but didn't cast out the man. God hates the sin, but loves the sinner. That's so important for us to remember. Sometimes we carry around baggage until it's time for us to ask for forgiveness. And sometimes we're reminded of things that we've received forgiveness of because the enemy likes it that way. God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Please always remember that. And also remember, there is nothing that cannot be covered by the blood of Jesus. Absolutely nothing. There's hope and forgiveness for those who know and love the Word of God, incarnate and written. Now, there's something else we have to examine. I don't know if you caught it or not in the reading. It's that this man, this demoniac, spoke in the plural. Did you catch that? You see, Satan's demons had possessed this man as a group to do the maximum damage. But in the presence of God himself, they were absolutely powerless and had to be obedient, even to the point of proclaiming who was standing right in front of them, the light of the world, the Holy One of God. Now, a similar incident occurred when Jesus encountered two demon-possessed men in the Gadarenes on the eastern shore of the Galilee, the other side, which was considered the Gentile or pagan side of the lake, where they raised pigs. You wouldn't find any good Jew raising pigs. It just didn't happen. You know, they were treif. They were unclean. There was no pigs on the Jewish side of the lake or other parts of Israel. But when in the presence of Jesus, the word revealed, they couldn't do anything else but proclaim the truth. Let me read to you what Matthew in chapter 8, verse 29 wrote. They cried out, "What business do we have with each other, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" And when Jesus met the man possessed by the demon, known as Legion, in the Gerasenes, also on the same side of the lake, a similar truth was heard. In Luke chapter 8, verse 28, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." You see, when in the presence of the light, darkness can't help but reveal the truth. I don't know. To me, I find it very sad for those who do not know the Word, for those who do not seek him, for those who reject him or seek other gods. This morning, as Pastor Sam read in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 about other gods or idols created by man. But we all know, why else would we be here on a rainy Sunday morning? We know that there is one true God. Jesus was hope for that man in the synagogue, and he is hope for each one of us today. That's good news. I think you'll agree with me that the world today is virtually infested with darkness. It's everywhere. And with the light of his word revealed to us, we have eyes to see it. Remember, Jesus would say, "Let him who has ears to hear, hear. And those to have eyes to see." And with the light of the world revealed to us, we can see it and we can pray against what the evil is doing. I just think for a minute of some of the movies that have come out that deal with darkness, either with as a victory or a struggle against it. And evil in itself is glamorized with attention drawn to it. And in some cases, it's made enticing. The list is long, but it's not exclusive to The Exorcist, End of Days, The Matrix, Devil's Advocate, even the Harry Potter movies, The Lord of the Rings, The Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe, and all the Chronicles of Narnia, and even the Star Wars saga. Now, I'm not condemning any of those movies. Some of those I really like, especially the ones towards the end of the list. I'm simply saying that the struggle between good and evil is quite evident. And in many, the light is victorious over the dark side, because there's a stirring in the falls. But unfortunately, it's not in all of those movies. And it's not just the media, the movies, the TV. Listen to this quote. This is going to knock your socks off. "There is probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life." That was a sign that appeared on buses all over Toronto. An organization called Free Thought Association of Canada. It purchased these signs following in the footsteps of others who had successful campaigns in the United Kingdom, Washington, D.C., Barcelona, and Madrid. Countless others have lined up to do it in Montreal, Vancouver, Calgary, and other cities in the United States. You and I know that there is a God. This nation is founded on the Christian faith, but it seems that our nation has been losing touch from its spiritual roots and origins, of which was truth. Ever since the study of God was taken out of the schools, there's been an ever-increasing problem of youth issues, such as drugs, violence, weapons, you name it. These problems probably existed well beforehand, but the great increase of these issues didn't occur until the study of God was removed from our education systems and institutions starting in 1961. So how do we battle evil? This flood of lies that some people want to perpetuate. What is the answer? The answer is God's word, both written and incarnate. We're all called to be prayer warriors and intercessors in this battle which belongs to the Lord. There is indeed a battle going on, and we can't fight it alone. With God's strength, with God's truth, and with God's word, we can help shed the light of his truth upon the darkness. And his truth will be victorious. Satan knows the end of the story. He knows Revelation. He knows that he loses, but he's going to go down with a fight. As faithful servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, through obedience to prayer, obedience to his word, and in being an instrument, helping to see the word revealed to others, hearts can be changed, minds will be opened, and souls will be won for the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus came to be a human bridge across which people could climb to safety. And in the process, he himself paid with his own life the price of this saving authority. A human bridge with outstretched arms, carrying people from death to life. It's simply a part of the integrity of his action. The demons had their final shriek at him as he hung on the cross, challenging and mocking for the last time the validity of his authority. And on the cross, he completed the healing work. He began that day in the synagogue. The demons knew Jesus and knew that he had come to defeat them once and for all. They can still shriek, but on that Friday at Calvary, they no longer had authority. to believe this is a key to Christianity, to the Christian testimony and saving action in the world, that despite its frequent panic and despair, has already been claimed by the loving authority of God Himself, His Holy and Anointed One, the Holy One of God, Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.